It was done. A halo of scarlet bloomed around her head. Ian found he was panting, and his knee hurt terribly. His whole body weight was pressing through it, onto the rippled concrete. He leaned over the woman's body to push himself up, forming a windbreak over her. In the vacuum, he glanced at her face, close enough to see her without the swollen jar or the bloody wound on her head. Quite suddenly, he saw her as a woman. Maybe a woman he knew once, or loved. He couldn't place her, but it made her a person, and she hadn't been until now. Until now, she had been an awkward chore. One of those things you had to do, but couldn't bring yourself to think about. Leaning on his hand and bending his elbow to lever himself up brought him closer yet. He felt warmth radiate from her cheek. Motherly dew from her breath settled on his eyelids. His ear was just inches from her mouth. He wouldn't have heard her otherwise. From deep inside her came a sound. Sheila. His mother's name. Shocked, he reeled back. As his mouth aligned with hers, he gasped and sucked in her warm, wet last breath. He sucked it deep down into his lungs. Ian scrambled to his feet. He stepped away, hands up, surrendering. No, that was stupid. Sheila. Not his mother's name. Just sounds from a body, not Sheila. Sheila. Not real, but his lips were damp with her, his airways full of the screaming of her. The loch clawed at the dockside. Gulls skirled an indignant dirge high overhead. A handful of sand pattered on her face, lifted by the manting wind. You finished? Tommy was keeping his eyes on the boat. Is that you done? Ian opened his mouth to speak, but shut it again. He didn't want to speak because he didn't know what would come out of him. All the fight she'd had left in her, all her everything, had gone into him. It had risen up, leaving her body, and he had sucked it in. Her soul. Now she was trapped inside him. She was writhing and angry and flailing, and she would burn her way out through his guts.